from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you very belatedly and with huge disappointment from yesterday to today's edition of the News Hour on this day, the 24th day of August in the year of our Lord 2013. I am Onnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we do apologize for what happened yesterday and for our late start today. There are some very severe technical issues. Some of our equipment needs upgrading. We are trying to configure our instruments for our travel to Asia, and for that reason, a lot of technical glitches got into the way. We've been working tirelessly hard since yesterday to rectify it, and I'm delighted to say that we've managed to do so because we are Biafrans and God is with us. There is no way we can run for 2 days without bringing you broadcast, so please, once again, go and tell your friends and your family. Tell everybody around you. Please tell them that Radio Biafra is back on the air. We have been trying to resolve this problem. We've managed to do so. Wherever you are, as always, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and even good night to some people, because as always, Radio Biafra is listened to in every country, in every continent on this planet Earth. Wherever you have Biafrans, using any internet-enabled device, they must be able to receive Radio Biafra. Please, once again, you know what to do. Our numbers are still up on the top right-hand corner of your mobile phone, of your tablet, of your laptop, of your computer. That is what to do. When we begin to take your calls, please do call us. We shall announce so in the future. I have with me today our dear sister Chidera Kabo, who is joining us from Johnson City in Tennessee, United States of America. Please, Chidera, before we proceed any further, could you please acknowledge the wonderful presence of Biafrans patiently waiting since yesterday for Radio Biafra to come on stream, please?
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon, good night to some of you. I acknowledge your wonderful presence and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour. I also sincerely apologize for all the technical difficulties and having to start it now. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are back. We are back. And this is Radio Biafra. Things happened yesterday that normally would have fixed within a matter of hours, but it's continued and continued and continued up until now. But we've managed to fix it because a lot of people were beginning to get heart attack. Some were getting palpitations. Some of them were even on the verge of calling doctors, because from the messages we are getting, one was asking me, do you want me to die? Whatever you're doing, make sure you do it and come on air. And we have done so because we are here to serve our people in truth and honesty, because Radio Biafra, unlike any other, we are marching ahead. We are not looking backwards. We are going to accomplish Biafra, which is the reason why we are here. We are not here to do any other thing. We are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender, because regardless of the difficulties, regardless of the glitches, because we are Biafrans, we are bound to overcome it. That is why we welcome you, especially to all of you, to say please go to www.radiobiafra.co, go to peopleofbiafra.org, bilierhumanrights.org, and indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If you're having difficulties on one, please go to another. Before you do so, refresh your page. That is all you need to do. Our number, once again, is on the top right-hand corner of your mobile phone, is on the top right-hand corner of your laptop, of your tablet, of your computer. Go there, you will see the number to call. When we start taking calls, we shall invite to do so. Please, we have a lot of news, very interesting news packed for you today. We are going to remain here up until 10 p.m. We are going to honor our pledge to bring you Radio Biafra minimum 2 hours every blessed day. Uche Mefo shall be joining us later. And please, Uche Mefo, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Please acknowledge our dear esteemed listeners, Biafrans all over the world, who have patiently since yesterday been waiting for Radio Biafra, please.
Yeah, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, all lovers of freedom from around the world, we welcome you to this special edition of Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And we apologize for the glitches we had yesterday that made us not to bring you the live transmission. But we are back today because we are Biafrans, like the director has said. Once again, welcome to the program.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. On the new system we have installed, I can see a rabbit looking at me, which I hope everything is okay. That's a guinea.
That's all right. It's everything is all right.
Is it okay?
It's just a confirmation of the fact that we are on board. We are moving
okay,
forward.
Because there's a guinea pig looking at me from one of our systems here, staring at me. I don't know what to do. All I have to do is to look back at this very wonderful. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we are coming to you live and direct. It is now gone 8 p.m. here in London, also in Biafra land. Wherever you are on this planet, Radio Biafra comes to you 7 p.m. every blessed day. But for some explainable reasons, we've been off air since yesterday. But we are back now with a bang, because this is your radio station. You gave us work to do, and that's what we are doing. We are here to serve you, and serve you we shall. That is what we are here to do. Because the God that led us this far cannot all of a sudden abandon us. We have technical experts, of which UHMFO has been working very, very hard to rectify this problem, and he has done so. And the entire Biafran family, on behalf of the entire editorial board and the listeners, we are very grateful to him for the work he has done. Please, we ask you, we urge you, do not relent, do not lose hope, because we are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty, because God blessed us. The reason why God is behind us is because Radio Biafra is incorruptible. The reason why we are incorruptible is because we are whiter than white. We cannot fail our people. We cannot fail the Biafran people. Regardless of what it takes, anything that is required of us to commit in this struggle, we shall commit it, including our life if need be, because we are not underestimating the task ahead. This is a very, very serious work we've been called to do, and we shall do it to the best, not only to the best of our ability, but we shall do it in such a way that even God himself in heaven will be proud of us. Wherever you are, once again, we welcome you to this program. We once again profusely and sincerely apologize for the delay. We hope you find it in your hearts to forgive us, because we are your servants and we are here to do your bidding. You asked us to come to broadcast Radio Biafra, and also not only that, but to bring about the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty, and that's what we're going to do. Once again, thank you very much for your patience. Chidera, could you please kindly give us the news headlines and accompanying news summary, please? On this day, the 24th day of August in the year of our Lord 2013, please.
The news headlines. We're reporting that Kano State awards scholarship to 300 Hausa medical students to study abroad as Nigerian universities strike indefinitely. We're not criminals, was Rike reacts to call for Mazob to be banned. Gunmen storm Ababa Nike, 8 traders killed and many more injured. Over 100 million naira spent on the burial of a Yoruba Pentecostal pastor. Now the news in detail. In keeping with tradition, the Kano State government said yesterday that the recent batch of 300 medical students proceeding on foreign scholarship would cost the state 2.7 billion naira as universities in Nigeria remain shut from indefinite strike. At a send-off ceremony organized for the students at the government house in Kano, Governor Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso said his administration was able to embark on the initiative through aggressive internal revenue generation and prudent management of resources. The governor said the government has spent billions of naira on funding 501 as well as other students on pilot studies abroad as part of the measures to restore Kano's past glory. He said to enhance the development of education, his administration has embarked on massive construction of classrooms in many parts of the state. Kwankwaso, however, reiterated his administration's determination to embark on independent power project at Chalawa to facilitate robust economic growth of the state. He added that over 13 billion was spent on the provision of potable water for members of the public. Speaking at the send-off ceremony, Minister of Interior Abba Moro described Kwankwaso as a pace setter. In his comment, the State Commissioner for Health, Abubakar Labaran, said 20 general hospitals were renovated and equipped by the government. He said the state has established primary health care management board and two medical schools at Universities of Technology, Wudu and Northwest. The 300 medical students are proceeding to India, Egypt, Uganda, Sudan, Saudi Arabia and Malaysia for their training. The movement for the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra, Mazob leader, Chief Ralph Owazuike, has reacted to the call by the Onitsha branch of the Nigeria Bar Association, NBA, urging the Anambra state government to proscribe Mazob in the state. When newsmen ran into the Mazob leader at the Unisig Junction, Oka, on Wednesday, while passing through Oka to Enugu, and sought his reactions to call by the Onitsha NBA branch that the state government should proscribe Mazob in the state. He told newsmen that he sympathized with the victims, though not on behalf of Mazob, and noted that those who attacked the NBA scribe and his wife definitely could not have been members of Mazob, as vicious attack on people was not part of their struggle. Chief Owazuike challenged the Onitsha NBA to produce evidence of the identities of the attackers if they were sure of their facts. Even their photographs or ID cards and whatever proof to show that they were Mazob members, as such proof will help to convince anyone that their allegations were true. Gunmen opened fire on traders at Ababanike in Enugu State on Thursday, killing 8 people and injuring many others. According to eyewitness accounts, the incident happened around 5 p.m. at Ogbuago Market, popularly known as Ahia 4 in Ababa suburb. An eyewitness said that the hoodlums stormed the market in commando style and shot at traders. The eyewitness, a trader who said he escaped death by whiskers, lamented that his colleague died during the attack. He said, "I was discussing with my neighbor, a cobbler, when suddenly we heard gunshots and I ran into my shop. After the gunshot had stopped, I came out and saw my friend lying lifeless in his pool of blood." Estimated 100 million naira was spent on the burial of the late founder and general overseer of the World Soul Willing Evangelistic Ministry, Apostle Timothy Obadare. The elder son of the late cleric, Pastor Paul Obadare, said the amount contained the 35 million naira released for the burial by the Osun State government. The body of the late Obadare was buried last Saturday in Ilesha, Osun State. Given the breakdown of how the money was spent, Pastor Paul told journalists that the WOSEM Shiloh ground, Ileki, Ilesha, that 5 million naira was spent on caskets, 61 million naira on the construction of the mausoleum, while 30 million was spent on entertainment. He, however, appreciated the Osun State government for the 35 million naira given to the family. Pastor Obadare said that the money given by the state government was part of the overall amount spent. He prayed to God to protect and bless those who in any way or the other contributed to the success of the burial. This is the news of today, 24th of August, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Dara. Thank you for that. For next time, it is Ababanike. I know you grew up in the township. So some of us that grew up in the village, that is how you will pronounce it, is Ababanike. It's in Enugu. That is where some people, gunmen, as they said, in broad daylight, went and killed people. In broad daylight. Any day we spend in the Zoological Republic brings death, brings degradation, humiliation, deportation, and bombings. Every day we spend in that useless country brings about child trafficking. Every day we spend there, we'll make sure that our daughters turn into prostitutes. Any day we stay there, our young ones will turn into armed robbers. Any day we spend in that useless country, our politicians will turn into criminals. That is why Biafra is needed. In case people are in doubt as to what we are doing, why we want Biafra, please go to Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. Every reason, every evidence, every compelling fact you need to be able to convince you that Nigeria is dead will be found on our website. That is why we report the news that other people dare not report. Our style of broadcasting, our genre is so unique that people are beginning to copy it. That is why Radio Biafra is a must for anybody who is a true believer in Biafra, because to us, Biafra is more than a nation. Biafra is the gift from God to humanity. Biafra is a place that will be sacrificed to God himself. We will use it to worship him. As soon as we get our country, we hand it over to God immediately, without hesitation, without fear, without favor. Where people are ashamed to praise God, we shall praise him in the open. We shall dance on the streets to the glory of God. Everything that humanity has shunned, we will return back to God as the creator of the universe. Because he comes from where we come from. The only language he understands is our language. The only way to greet him is to say mama to him. Because he is beautiful and he is holy. On Radio Biafra, we shall preach the gospel of redemption of the Biafran people. We shall preach what God has asked us to preach. By our fruits you shall know us. We are not going to steal. We are not going to cheat. And we're not going to lie. Those are the cardinal principles. Any day we do it, we close down. Forever and ever. The glory of God will depart from us any day. Any day we are like any other group that's come out to talk about Biafra. We are different. And that is why God will bless our endeavor each step of the way. Because what we are doing is in total, not partial, in total fulfillment of the scriptures. What he himself said. All we need to do is to abandon our wicked ways and he will restore us to our former glory. Restore us to a glory where we don't have to seek apology from anybody before we do anything. Biafra is his inheritance. We are reporting today on the 24th of August, 2013, that Kano State Government have awarded scholarship to 300 Hausa medical students. Why are they traveling abroad to go and study? They are traveling abroad to go and study because they are on strike, indefinite strike. How many governors from Biafra land can do what this Kwakwanso is doing in Kano? We can't castigate Kwakwanso. He's doing the right thing for his people. How many of them, Anambra, Imo, Enugu, Ebonyi, Abia, Cross River, Rivers, Bayelsa, Delta, Akwa Ibom, how many of them have assembled 300 students to send them abroad to go and study? Only from the north. Why are they sending them abroad? Because the education system in the zoo is not working. Now, we want to ask Kwakwanso and the authorities, the education authorities in Nigeria. If all these places you're sending your children, if their schools are on strike, who will teach your children? A very simple question as always. I never ask a difficult question. Very, very simple. If people replicate what is happening in the zoo and go on strike in all these countries that you called out, you are sending all these kids to, all these young adults to, who will teach them? Do you think we're going to have any doctors? Do you know that each year you delay education and you don't generate or you don't produce enough doctors that people will die as a result of it? Each year that you delay, you don't graduate engineers, that your roads will not be built, that houses will not be built, that infrastructure will not be provided. These are people who don't value education. Isn't it quite ironic that Boko Haram, that rejects Western education, is from Kano? They are from Maiduguri. They are from Sokoto. They are from Yobe. They are from Katsina. Yet they are the ones sending their kids abroad to go and study. 500 of them, picked from the public sector. 500 of them. They are reporting 300. Of course, we know it's 500. They have also sent people to go to Jordan to go and study how to fly, to become pilots. In the hundreds. What have we done? What our people do is to loot, steal, pillage the treasury, use our money to go and play politics within the zoo, and come back empty-handed. pack their things and go and live in Abuja or in Lagos. These are political journeymen. They come, they clean up the entire Igbo land, they clean up Biafra land, and they run back to New York, they run to London, they run to Abuja, they run to Lagos to live. Kwakwanso will retire as the governor of, or leave office as the governor of Kano State, and he will live in Kano. Highest is Kaduna. Our own, we are all over the place. We are today reporting that they organized a send-off ceremony at the government house in Kano. Rabiu Musa Kwakwanso said his administration was able to embark on this initiative through aggressive internal revenue generation. That is how they managed to do it. And that is what they are going to do for their own people. And we are here suffering. Suffering and suffering and suffering. Our children cannot go to school. They are at home. ASUU is on indefinite strike. Nobody can afford to pay them, but if good Lord Jonathan can sell at least 5 aeroplanes in his fleet, in his 10 jet presidential fleet, they'll be able to pay university lecturers for them to go back. But he cannot do it. He cannot do it because he does not have the interest of the people at heart. That this is Radio Biafra once again. We are welcoming you wherever you are. Our lines will soon be open for you to call us. You've been itching to say something since yesterday, and you're going to say it. Owasurike is saying that MASOP are not criminals and they shouldn't be banned. And the Onesha MBA, Nigerian Bar Association, is threatening to take their case to the wider body. They are threatening to take this matter to their wider body. If you have any relative, if you have any son, any child, any sister, mother, father, uncle, cousin, brother, sister, responsible for harassing our people, Boko Haram is bombing us. Instead of us to provide a safe haven for our people to return to, we are busy harassing our own people. If any of your relatives is among these people, please ask them to desist from doing so. Ask them to stop it, because they are bringing us a bad name. The young people that stormed a market at Abakwanike and killed about 8 people did so because they have nothing else to do. There are no jobs. There are no opportunities. The first thing you are taught as a 6-year-old, because when we were going to school, there were no strikes. The first thing you are taught as a 6-year-old is the proverbs in English, or the saying, or whatever it's called in English language. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. Translated in Igbo language, Onoduowu is afternoon. Onoduowu nebuti ikowanna is when you sit at home in the afternoon doing nothing that you start eyeing your cousins. Because you have nothing to do. You are idle. When these governors, when these senators and House of Reps, when they have deliberately decided to make our young men and young women idle, the devil takes over. That is why we need Biafra, so we can channel the enthusiasm, the youth, the youthful exuberance and energies of these young people into nation building, the way they do in every other country of the world. We shall do so in Biafra land. It is a thing of regret, and that the commissioner for police in that area is a Hausa person. Very sadly, we are also reporting today that over 100 million naira in an era where people are dying of hunger, scavenging for food like crows and vultures in rubbish tips. Somebody was buried in a 5 million naira casket. About using 5 million naira that will be put into the ground and covered and eaten up by maggot in a matter of hours. People do not know that there are bacteria in the body. They stay dormant throughout your life. The day you stop breathing, they go to work. They decompose you. You are nothing when you're dead. 5 million naira spent on a casket, and 35 million of out of the 100 million came from the coffers of a state government. What has this man contributed to the lives of the people to warrant burial of a 100 million? Nothing to do with Biafra, of course, but we're only trying to draw inference from it to try to educate our people, because I recall when our dear brother died, Prince Longinus Ojiako, may his soul rest in perfect peace, our leader and a very brave fighter, somebody came on air and said that he doesn't believe in befitting burial. And I agreed with him. He said, any money you have to give to the wife, please give it to the wife after the burial. And that was exactly what we did. We contributed money and helped the family in the best way we can. Nothing much. It is also the duty of every Biafran to make sure that the family of Prince Lajidesu Ojiako is well taken care of. He will not be happy if we abandon his family. He was buried, and the best way we can, we helped. This man was buried in a casket worth 5 million, only in the zoo. When people wonder why we call it the Zoological Republic, we refer them to Radio Biafra. And also, before I bring in Uche Mefo and also Chidera, I must say that a big thank you must go out to all of you who have been adding your friends onto Facebook. We are growing. When we have glitches like this, we ask you to go to Facebook and find out what is happening. That is why we need everybody on Facebook. When you're listening to Radio Biafra, put your Facebook on if you can, or be scanning through it. Get your pen and paper out. Because we must have one source for the dissemination of information, and also our website. Please continue to add your friends. If you have added your friends before, go through your list again. There are some new friends you may have acquired in the past few days. If not added them, go through and make sure you add each and every one of them. When you finish doing that, implore your friends, I urge them to please try and do the same. We must make 100,000. And then I will tell you what the number 6 means in the wider scheme of things. Please, UHMFO, if you're with me, what do you have to bring in terms of your perspective, in terms of your understanding, your opinion on the news we are presenting today, please?
Yes, first of all, we're talking about the armed robbery operation in Enugu State. It is very unfortunate, and the young men who took up arm to go and rob, I want to say that there is no excuse in committing crime. He don't say that you are hungry. He don't say that you don't have a job. That's why you went to commit crime. Crime is crime, and it is condemnable. However, these people, these young men, are operating under a supposedly constituted authority that has laws. They have responsibility to the citizens, and the citizens have also a right to claim from the state. The governors of the Eastern region, in fact, all over Nigeria, the problem in Nigeria is that of unemployment. And it is not because there is no job. It is because the political leaders are too corrupt. They are selfish. They think about themselves, their crony, their cabals, and their family members. That children or young men and women, after coming out from school, from the university, they roam the street. They do not have any decent job. And what do you think? I mean, just like what you said, that an idle mind is devil's workshop. They begin to look out for what they would do. Some of them will be tempted into armed robbery and into committing other crimes. So if we blame the armed robbers, we also blame the state. The state, in fact, must bear the responsibilities for it. Because if there are jobs, if there are effective laws in place, if the judiciary is empowered, if the economic sector is made to be booming with jobs, job opportunities for these young men, I don't think that they will go into if they are busy, they don't have time to think about committing crime or killing anybody. So the first and immediate responsibility goes to the state government of Enugu State, and in fact to every state governor in the Eastern region. If there is Biafra, this thing will not be happening. Biafra is going to be a land of opportunity for everybody. Everything is going to be based on merit. We practice meritocracy. That is how Igbo land has been right from the beginning. But fraudsters, swindlers have taken over our land. And we are celebrating them today. Instead of condemning them, instead of standing up to them, instead of confronting them, we adore them as our elders. We don't have to talk because they are our elders. We don't have to talk, because if we talk, it is an insult. But here at Radio Biafra, we're saying that it is no more business as usual. We will continue to oppose these people until they repent or they sink. So the state government, especially in the eastern region, should take charge and control of whatever their responsibility is. They must discharge their duties. If they don't discharge their duties, people put them there. The electorate, in quotes, the masses, the ordinary people should rise up against them.
Uche, we are losing you. We are losing you. I don't know if Chidera is still with us. Please, Chidera, what do you make of the news that you yourself brought to us? Which part of the news that you presented caught your attention? And what do you have to say about it?
Yeah, starting with the Kano State Award of Scholarship to the medical students, it always takes me back to my experience when I was in medical school in University of Port Harcourt. Well, I would really say that, he's helping his own state, but just like you said, in the Biafran state, what are our governors doing? My best friend is still in University of Port Harcourt, and this is her sixth year in that school, because we began together in 2006. That was when we started med school, even though we started with pre-med. There are people that have been there for 6 years, some have been there for 7 years, in places like IMSU. I know someone who has been in he started med school since 2003.
What?
This is the 10th year.
10th
yes.
year? He's still starting?
Yes. And he has not failed any exam.
Oh, God. In heaven.
So that you won't say that maybe he repeated or something. No, he has not failed. He has been passing all his classes. In IMSU, you have to stay there for at least 12 years before you graduate. Part of that time, you could use it to get married. You could use it to be useful to yourself. In med school in Nigeria, the traditional year for it is supposed to be 6 years. But now people spend 12 years, 13, even 15. Due to things like this, those of them in University of Port Harcourt, there are some there that if I was there now, I would have spent 7 years with the strike of 2009. That of this year now, that is also indefinite, is going to make it 8 years, getting to 9 if more come in the future. So these are the things that we really need to do. This is why we need Biafra, because if Biafra comes, it's going to be very organized, that such things will not happen. All the lecturers will be paid and there won't be need for such things. So that was the place that really, really caught my attention.
It's terrible. Yes. How can somebody be in a medical school for 10, 12 years?
Yes, and he has 2 more years to go.
My goodness me. It's no wonder they come abroad for medical treatment. And no wonder they die abroad. You know, the reason why I like these people here is that they come. After coming for the medical treatment, it's either they die here or they give them injection. When they go home, they won't stay up to 2 years and they die. Because these people here, they recognize that instead of you to invest the same money into building your own healthcare, sometimes this consumption culture that we've acquired stresses. I can't get my head around it. Why is that the case? That we always want to consume. We don't want to build. We don't want to, or they don't want to allow us to do all these things. We can do it. Biafrans can do it, but they won't let us. And you're closing school down, shutting it down indefinitely. For as long as possible, whilst your own children, people with the purse strings, people with access to the money to pay these teachers to go back and teach. They don't want to do so because all their kids are abroad. And people wonder why we want Biafra. People ask stupid, silly questions. Oh, why do you want Biafra? They are not well. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, I'm Chimobi. I'm calling you from Iran.
From where?
I'm calling from Iran.
Iran?
Yeah, Iran. I-R-A-N.
My goodness. Chimobi, what are you doing in Iran, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, I'm a medical doctor in Iran.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to make a comment, okay? A fellow Biafran was saying something a few minutes ago concerning medical
school in Nigeria, yes.
Yes, okay. It is highly appalling, okay. I passed through University of Calabar. Those days, other states like the Akwa Iboms, the Akala, the Kosigurians, and other states were paying bursaries, okay, to their fellow to students, okay. But we never had such experience as Biafrans, okay. Okay, we had governors then none of them were responding to our plights. Okay?
Yes, well, let's go ahead.
That is by the way, anyway. Secondly, I'm sincerely grateful for a forum like this where we, Biafrans, I'm a fellow Biafran, I'm proud to be Biafran. Like here in Iran, we are about 7 of us here.
That's very good.
That are registered here.
That is good.
We have other fellow Nigerians anyway, fellow Biafrans anyway. But they are illegal staying here, but we are fully registered here. We pay our tax, we pay our duties, okay? The point I want to make here is I would like this forum to be made in our life, our dialect. You understand?
Yes.
Let it be like a formal Ogene Igbo. Let it be done in our language because I believe other tribes are hearing us. This is supposed to be our thing. I know about the radio answers, the radio Yoruba. They all speak Yoruba.
Yes.
Okay. Igbo is Igbo. The way he bas will Igbo are Igbo. Umuahia or any part of Igbo, we speak Igbo. When guys are my young. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Secondly, the issue of robbery in Enugu State, I saw on the radio Biafra.co. Okay, yes. it's like a new news. It's like a big news in Enugu State. But I was born in Onitsha. I grew up in Onitsha. My family stayed there in Onitsha. This is what we see on daily basis.
It says on in your journal, I thought it says they see it on daily basis.
Well, I'm telling you reality.
Hey,
it's what we
God.
See on daily
God.
Basis. It is not a news in Onitsha. As I'm talking to you now, call anybody you know in Onitsha. They will you will hear stories. It's like NEPA bringing light and taking light. Okay, the issue of kidnapping in Onitsha is like a normal coffee. It's like a normal tea. It's like when you wake up in the morning, you know you will take your normal tea. It's normal. We are used to it over there.
That's terrible.
Okay?
Terrible.
Honestly speaking, I don't know why. Secondly, I'm seeing it now. Eastern governors were trying to ban Mossad. I will not blame them in a way. Do you know why?
Tell us.
Fine. I would like you people to make inquiries in Onitsha. There are people there in Onitsha. They claim to be Mossad people. And they are oppressing people, they are robbing people, they are not the real Mossads. I'm a Biafran. Okay, I have lived in Iran here for like 9 years. Okay,
yes.
I'm a Biafran to the core. I'm not a Nigerian. The Nigerian system is too dirty and highly corrupt. It's a well known fact. Okay, but sometimes when you see our brothers who are supposed to be protecting the image of our country, which is Biafra, the way they react, the way they do sometimes. You begin to wonder, these people are they really Igbo people?
Yes, they.
It is not in our culture, it is not in our own tradition, okay, to oppress people. You know, when someone is successful in whatever the person is doing, someone will come and kidnap you. If you don't know how the young man started, you don't know how he. You understand me?
Yes.
So, brother, that is by the way, anyway, because actually, guys, we here now, bye. Can this radio be a fraboli here, bye? It's not because of me, anyway. Okay?
Yes.
I'm saying it because of. Are you questioning information? I can't even know what I'm saying. Here, bye.
Yes. Yes. I will tell you what we are trying to do. As soon as we get help, then we'll be able to start having our programs in all the Biafran languages of Igbo, Idoma, Efik. We will do so. We will do so. The reason why you have given us your reason, we'll give you our reason as well.
Why we have? My brother pro on this network. The guy from US, 2 days ago. He's also Nkupu number nine Eden Bani.
Fine, good. I understand what you're saying, but yes.
Because this radio in Afuna, only Yoruba Nyim radio, come on, all my fellow colleague anyway. I am Nyim radio, no, I was surprised. Only you offer money, then I'm Babu Yin the guy in it. See, how do you manage to get the issue?
It's very interesting. But what we are going to do is that, yes, thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. We welcome your call. Yes, yes.
It must be our thing.
Yes, I agree with you. But one thing is that we need to get our message. The people who are going to help us. You said now that a Yoruba person told you about Radio Biafra.
Honestly,
if we were speaking, that's what I'm saying. If we were speaking or broadcasting in exclusively Igbo language, do you think a Yoruba person would have understood what we are saying to the point of telling
you? You are making a point also.
So we are going to have Igbo language. We will. In fact, when we go to, because Malaysia, we'll launch it in Malaysia. From Malaysia, we'll start having a 2-hour Igbo session as well, starting from Monday. We'll broadcast in English, we'll broadcast in Igbo as well. Two programs. One English program, one Igbo program. We are looking for people from Ibibio. We are asking them, please put yourself forward. People that speak Ibibio, Efik, because Efik is derived from Ibibio, is the same language. We are looking for Ijo people, Idoma people. We are looking for people from Ishekiri, from Urobo, who can speak their languages very well, please, to come and be a part of what we are doing. We want to also present our program in our own language for the consumption of our people. 7 of you must get together even more. Our cutoff is 10. Go and get 10 people together in Iran. The more you are, the better. Get together. Don't break any laws because we are law-abiding people. Get together. Begin to talk about Biafra. Begin to reminisce. Begin to put across views and ideas as to how we're going to build a wonderful country called Biafra. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
I'm grateful.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Uche. I'm going to come to you in a minute. Let people say what they have to say before we round up, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on the phone. Can we have your name and where you are? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, they can't hear us. They cannot hear us, please. We ask them to please try and call us back again. Try and call us back. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. My name is Emeka Wokedi.
Emeka Wokedi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
Wonderful. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Wait. I try to off the system before I can talk, you know.
You can please turn it off. That's what we say all the time, because it's only you and I listening to our voices. The whole world is also listening. So you don't need to hear it via your radio again. Please turn it off and then you speak to us.
Okay. I'm speaking from northern part of Germany. That is called Niedersachsen.
Niedersachsen.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is that, because I hear what the man from Iran said. It's right for her, but it's wrong, because now action, we need to take action, and we need to tell the world how we are feeling, because we don't need to speak Igbo this time around, because we are getting ready. Even anywhere we are in the whole world, I want everybody to wake up. We are getting ready. And we don't want to waste, we don't want to sit down at home and the why millions of Biafras are dying every day. We want United Nations. We want all the medias in the world to hear our voice, our cry, the children of Biafra worldwide.
Yes.
We cannot waste time. We cannot stay at home while our people are dying. I hear, let them focus in their interest in how the Nigerian politicians are doing what they are doing in Nigeria. How they are killing the innocent Biafras. How many of us will continue dying? I want to hear, and Nnamdi Kanu, I like the way you are doing something, and I want you to keep on this way. We are behind you.
Thank you. And what you need to do is to go and join Fred Onyali. Go and join Onyedika, Onyedikachi Chukwuezemba. Go and join all our brothers in Germany. You can begin to coordinate the area that you're in, because Germany is quite large. We understand that. So go and join them and be part of the Biafran family in Germany. Everybody must do something. There is no
secret. I will do something. I will make sure that I coordinate with all the Nigerians here, all the Biafran children here. Because a lot of people, they are living with fear. Some of them hide their identity to live in here as a Sudan, as Congo, as a other countries, you know. It's not good. I have to make them that, because it's this, they cannot hide from this experience of Biafra. No. They have to fight for that. Nobody can drop the idea to live like that here in Germany. No. I will make sure. Yeah. Nobody, and I'm telling the Biafran children everywhere, whether you're in the Holland or in France or anywhere you are, please tell them that you are Biafra. Don't tell them again that you are Congo or Sudan or anything. Yes. Tell them that you are Biafra. Tell them the reason why you are there. I wake up my brothers. If not, many people will die at home.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Thank you very much. But join them. We have your number. And I'll pass this number to Fred Onyali to contact you. You must be part of the Biafran family in Germany. Thank you very much. Let's go to the line again. Give us your name and where you are. You've been waiting on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they have decided to leave the conversation. Please, we ask them to try and call us back. We are being exceptionally generous today because we want to accommodate as many of your calls as possible due to what happened yesterday and the earlier part of today as well. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Hello? Can you hear me? Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I'm in China here.
No, your name is not.
Hello from Italy.
From Italy, give us your name again. The caller from China, stay where you are. Give us your name again.
My name is Michael Irania.
Yes, our coordinator in Italy. You're welcome to the program. You disappeared for a few weeks. I hope everything is okay.
Not at all, sir. The problem is we are working very, very much hard.
That's good.
That is why there's no problem. I want to assure you that Italy will be the stone that will build the Biafra. I am telling you that.
We press it.
There's somebody that called me today from south of Italy.
Yes.
They are doubting who is coordinating Italy. So I told them that
You are coordinating. Yes. Italy is very wide, so we can have regional coordinators. As Fred Onyali did in Germany. What Fred Onyali did in Germany with Onyedika, Ezemba, and all the rest of them is to allow, because Italy is large, so is Germany. Yeah. Where you have large people, you then delegate and allow coordinators to coordinate the other areas. The person that piloted this was Ike Chukwuenyago, who did the same thing in Malaysia, and it worked a treat. So, I'm also obviously getting forward to seeing them expand on it when I go there on Monday. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I have done so. So I told the person to coordinate that place so that he will bring out the names of the people that are there. So I am expecting them any moment from now to contribute their own quota for the struggle of Biafra. And another thing I want to tell people that Italian people, we are just having meeting any moment from now. So I want every Italian member, old and new, to be aware that we are having a meeting very soon to meet our great Igbo people, Nzukondo Igbo, here in Padova. So I'm advising everybody on 31st of this month, everybody in Italy, our old member and new member, should come up so that everybody will be there. That is all I want to tell. But remember, I want to tell you, don't bother. Italy will be on. We are planning very, very much hard.
Please do so.
I am assuring you, there's no problem. Everything is going as normal. And I'm appealing all Italians who have not contributed. Please, make sure that you have done something, because this trouble is not alone for Nnamdi or for Michael. It's for your people at home who are dying every blessed day. We are suffering every blessed day. In, out. People in that zoo country called Nigeria. Moreover, the Biafran people, they are dying. They are suffering. They are, if you, as you are eating now, nobody in that country, there are some people that are there. They don't have anything to eat. So let everybody in Italy who has never even contributed, try and contribute as much as he can or the little he can. We are not expecting everybody that you must give us all you have. The little you have, the widow's mind is more appreciated. We are not saying that, we know that things are very hard here in Italy, but I am appealing everybody to contribute the little you have. It will be a very big thing for us, so that we will achieve this Biafra any moment from now. So my appeal goes to Sister Juliet. She has even done a very great thing. Her problem has been solved. When I spoke to her yesterday, everything is now okay. She has contributed as a very big daughter of Biafra. Now, let me stop here so that other people will take on speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother Michael, who has been doing a sterling job in Italy. The job you are doing, we recognize it. Don't worry, because of the way we approach the risery sum that was contributed, we value the work that you are doing. We value it very much. Not only the editorial board of Radio Biafra, but the entire Biafran family everywhere in the world. You are working very, very hard for your country, and we welcome it. Carol Monday is asking via message if the broadcast is on, because she attended something. It's quite interesting. Some people are meeting today, and Carol Monday took it upon herself to go and attend to distribute flyers and to speak to Igbo women. Isn't that very funny? That a white woman is going to talk to Igbo women about Biafra. Oh my goodness me. It's ridiculous. Uche, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Please, you may proceed. Your line faded out a while ago. That is why we had to go and take other calls. Please, but you may proceed. Go ahead.
Yeah, before I go on, I want to say a very big thank you to Carol Monday, who has been very relentless in pushing forward the issue of Biafra, propagating the message of Biafra to even friends and enemies alike. That is an unparalleled courage, and which every Biafran women and men should emulate. We thank her, and we pray God to continue to guide and protect her family. I want to make a comment on our brother that made reference to the issue of speaking Igbo alone and Igbo alone on Biafra. I think it is very important that our people understand the fact that if you are comparing the Igbos, the Biafrans, to the Yorubas and Hausas, it is not right, because our own situation is a very peculiar one. These people do not have anything to lose. The Yorubas do not have anything to lose. I mean, but the issue of Biafra has been suppressed for the...
Uche, you are losing me. You are losing me. Please, you are losing me. Please, do come back to me. Do come back. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down, please. Turn your system down.
Hello?
Yes, that's better. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Daniel Udo. I'm calling from Ukraine, Kyiv.
Daniel, you're calling from Ukraine, Kyiv. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, but I want to thank you for your good job and your colleagues over there in England.
Yes, thank you.
Apart from what I want to, the point that I want to make is that, but Nnamdi, I tell you the truth, even in Ukraine here, they have every season, they have 300 outside students, scholarship If you see the way these people are living in Ukraine, in, especially in Kyiv, you shock. Driving cars, spending money, they don't hide it. I begin to wonder, why? What is going on in this Nigeria? So I thank God that this Biafra, this Radio Biafra, just came out. I tell you, I'm very, very happy. Because even those guys that just went to go to the street and steal it, I don't blame them. I blame them, but I don't blame them in another way. Because if our governor sends our people to study, I know how many Igbos are here, many Biafras are here, because they are students, but they cannot afford the money to study anymore. Why these people are studying? If they will still finish their study at the end of the day, they don't know anything. They go to Nigeria, they will give them job. But we Igbo people, we know, if we study for one season, two seasons, three seasons, if we don't finish, we know more than them, but then they don't know anything, that at the end of the day, they see job more than us. I don't know. So I want to tell, I'm very bad at this Radio Biafra. This is why we have to get this Radio Biafra. Very soon, the people will hear our voice in from Ukraine. Thank you very much. For a good job.
Thank you very, very much. Our people in Ukraine are working very hard also. We know that. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, please, if you may.
Hello, Mr. Nandi. My name is Ezio Bachinedu Philip. I'm calling from Denmark.
Thank you very much. I love the way you pronounce your name.
I live. I based in Italy, but I live in Denmark.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Actually, I called because of the caller that called from Italy, the person that you said is the coordinator of Biafran people in Italy.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, for a very long time, I have been listening to this program, and I have so much interest about it, and because I know that Biafrans are the brave people we have on earth. So, and I show so much your courage because of the brave heart that you have to elevate our people so high, so that we will have the zeal to remember that we have a place we come from and where we are. So I am so much happy because now today I now heard, because I've been listening to this program to see if that we have any coordinator in Italy, but I cannot find anyone. Actually, I would like to have the number of the person who called you from Italy, that the coordinator, so that I would like to see him and we can talk and see what we can do for our people.
You are on Skype, isn't it? You can just add him on Skype. His name is Michael Iranya.
Michael Iranya. I'm Ezio Bachinedu Philip. I live in Italy, in Perugia.
And what is your Skype name? So you can also, because he's listening, of course, so you can just add
my,
it immediately.
My Skype name is Philip Ezio Bachinedu.
Philip Ezio Bachinedu. So I'm sure that Michael has heard you and will be in touch with you. You people should work together as one, the same way that the people from Finland did today. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your good work. God bless.
And you too. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. Chukwudi is calling from South Africa. Stay where you are on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have you? No, we don't. Please, Uche, bear with me. Bear with me. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Nandi, it's me from Germany. I want to have the contact from the person that I will going to meet.
Yes, his contact is. I'm going to send your number to. Are you on Skype?
No, I don't have Skype.
You don't have Skype. I have your number here.
But I can make it. I can open Skype.
You need to open Skype because it's easier to hold meetings on Skype. So there is no need for you to leave your house or leave where you are and travel hundreds of miles to go to a meeting. There are even some softwares called Go to My Meeting. You can log in front of a camera and it's like you're having a meeting with other people in the same room. So you must get Skype as quickly as possible, please. I have your number. It ends in 2007, which I will forward to Fred Onyale on or before the end of this program for him to contact you.
I want to take proper action because now I'm a grown up. I born after the war. Now I'm grown up. I have to express what I have been feeling about Biafra, and I believe that I'm a right place to show Jonathan.
Yes.
Because he came here to treat himself when he's sick. Even the wife came.
Yes.
What about 160 million? What they write in us in book about the Nigerian population? We know what we know, and we know how to tackle him. Jonathan, wherever you are, listen to me. I will show you something. You don't worry. All the Nigerian politicians. politician who thinks we know we are here and we know what you guys know. Either you give us Biafra or your corruption, we dance naked with your corruption. We are there. We are not fearing anymore. The stress is all over everywhere. The whole world is listening. The many media are listening.
Everybody is listening, and we're not going to retreat, never going to surrender, because we are Biafrans. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra. Atulegu. Raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, can you hear me?
That is better, please. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Chukwebuka.
Chukwebuka, where are you calling from, and what is your surname? Ahanagawogene.
Chukwebuka Anyamu.
That is better. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, go ahead, please, go ahead.
Yeah, I have been in Malaysia for going to 3 years, but now, but the truth is that I don't know any person in Malaysia that is holding the meeting for Biafra.
Malaysia is our strongest country. I and Radio Biafra will be in Malaysia on Monday, broadcasting to the world from Malaysia on Monday.
You know, Malaysia is big, so I really want to know the part of Malaysia you will be coming, and if possible...
I will be in Kuala Lumpur on Monday. We'll be broadcasting from Kuala Lumpur live and direct to the whole world on Monday.
Okay, maybe this is my Skype. I would like to join the group in Malaysia.
Then you,
I don't know.
Send your telephone number so I can forward it. Use Skype text to send us your telephone number so I can forward it to Ike Chukwu. Since you are on Skype, add Ike.Enyago. Ike.Enyago. That is what you need to do. Ike. Yes, Ike.Enyago. Enyiagu.
Enyiago.
Enyiago.
Enyi.
Enyi. Enyi. As an elephant.
Enyi.
Ago, which means forest. That is what we learned, because if you listen to Mike Ejiaga, I think his music, he will tell you that Ago, I thought before, was only tiger, but it's only recently I realized that Ago is forest. Okay? So it's Enyiago, Enyiagu, Ike.Enyiagu. Ikechukwu Enyiago. Add him on Skype and he will speak to you immediately, because our people in Malaysia are listening because of Radio Biafra. They do not sleep in Malaysia. That is why I love them so much. Thank you very much.
How long are you going to stay in Malaysia if you come?
I couldn't possibly tell you, it's classified information, but I'll be in the Asian part of the world, in the Far East, for a very long time. I'll be visiting Thailand, I'll be going to China, I will also be going to Indonesia, I will be also going to the Philippines. So I'll be in a lot of countries, yes.
Looking forward to see you then.
My pleasure as well, my dear brother. Thank you very much for listening, and continue to listen. Continue to listen, that this is Radio Biafra. Let's go to HMFO. HMFO is with us. Our lines have been sorted. Please, Uche, you may proceed.
Yeah, okay. I was saying that the issue of language is very important, because Biafra is a peculiar issue. Biafra has been suppressed for a long time, and the Nigerian government does not want anybody to hear about Biafra. So in our own case, as we are doing it now, we have to use the medium that will be acceptable, that will reach far and wide to our enemies, to our friends, to Biafrans wherever they are in the world, to propagate the issue of Biafra. We want the world to know about Biafra. We want to put Biafra once again on the international stage. And that is why we shouldn't have any restriction at all. And that is why language issues should not be the first thing in propagation of Biafra. We are not doing language engineering, but it's also important that we give consideration to other Biafra languages, Igbo, Ibibio, and the rest. So the first thing first, we want the world to know the gospel of Biafra. We want the world to know about the sufferings of the people of indigenous people of Biafra in the contraption called Nigeria. Because if we don't do it, then we remain where we are. But if we don't do it, but Uche, we play...
Uche, sorry to cut you off. Who is going to help us if we don't broadcast in English? Who is going to help us if it is... Is it the same governors that speak Igbo that will help you? Who is going to help us if we speak Igbo?
That is the problem. That is the problem. So if we have been speaking in Igbo language, somebody like Carol will not hear what we are saying. If we've been speaking in Igbo language, people who have been calling, Fred Hunter wouldn't have been coming out. There are a number of other people and organizations and government that are indicating interest on doing research in Biafra. They wouldn't have been able to hear us. So we shouldn't restrict ourselves. The Nigerian government wants us to be restricted. They want to limit us. So, but we cannot allow that. Yes. And the Dubai in Answa and Igbo vernacular. In the Dubai in Onyajuajuajuonwe, he who is rejected cannot reject himself. If we do it, it is suicidal for us. Double suicidal for us.
We can't.
So that was what I wanted to say in essence.
Thank you very much.
And then looking at the Kano State government's
Uche, can you hear me? Your line is extremely unstable. Your line is unstable.
Give you hear me?
Your line is unstable. Your line is unstable. Very, very unstable. Please, I will recommend you try and call us back. Your line is unstable. Let's go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, obviously he can't hear me. Can you, is the caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, I am Chimobi. I'm Chimobi Anthony Okeke. I'm from Arundi Zog, but I reside in Thailand, Bangkok.
Yes, you're in Bangkok, in Thailand. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I have questions. One is, I want to know if you have any coordinator here in Bangkok, in Thailand?
Yes, we do. We have our coordinator in Thailand is Osito Okeke. Osito Okeke is our coordinator. Our leader is Pastor Livinus. Pastor Livi is the leader. Osita is the coordinator. So we have two people that you can...
I know Mr. Osita, yeah, good.
Yes, you know Osita? Good. Yes, Osita is our coordinator. Yeah, and Pastor Livi is our leader for the whole of Thailand. That is how Thailand is. Thailand has a very unique status, and that is why we have done it that way.
Okay. I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The caller on the line, though, we've lost them. Please, we want you to try and call us back because you didn't call yesterday, so we're taking your calls today. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
That is how Thailand is.
Can you?
Italy. My name is Charles.
Charles, so I'm going to turn your system down, please, because you can hear my voice and I can hear yours.
Clearly, director.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. The world is listening.
Director, I want to react on the comment of Wazirike.
Yes.
As regards to what he said, that we're not criminals. And I want to make a reference to Bible, because we're Biafrans, we believe in the Bible, we're from the roots of the Bible.
That is
I want
correct.
To take you to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15.
1 Samuel chapter what, sorry?
1 Samuel chapter 15.
Chapter 15, yes?
Yes. From verse 13 to 20, the case of Saul.
The case of Saul, yes, go ahead. Yes.
When he was called and given and called to lead his people, cowardly, he misunderstood the divine order to go and eliminate and carry a holy war. And he was contaminated and he was laying grain on people as regards what Wazirike is doing. And I felt as God have dealt with Saul, Wazirike's case is the same thing with Saul. He had been rejected. He's no more in the cause of struggle of Biafra because he have eaten the fat lambs and they have die with people that he wanted to liberate and contaminate with enemy. So I'm strongly believe that you, our director, God has raised you as a David in his own tongue to carry this movement. And I strongly believe that we must bring this Biafra, even as David have won throughout the battle and captured Jerusalem and make it the city of the Lord. So I strongly believe and I'm praying that God will continue to empower you and empower all the crew members and every Biafrans, that we will march forward without fear and favor until we reach our promised land and conquer this our land and establish it in truth, honesty, incorruptibility will be our watchword. So I am very, very happy seeing good work being done and every contributions every of our member in diaspora have been doing, contributing. It is a something that gives me joy and joy and joy. So I am commending and saying that God will continue strengthen us. I'm very happy of this white lady, Carol. If I'm able to stand on our gap to fight, what of our brothers are they doing?
I don't know, my brother. Even as I'm speaking to you, I'm getting messages from Carol Monde. Carol Monde arranged to go with some people here in London to attend this very event this evening to go and address our women. She is there alone as we speak. She's waiting for people. They haven't arrived. But she was there even before they opened the hall where this thing is happening. Other people have come there to eat, to dance, and to drink. Carol Monde is there to preach Biafra. Isn't it very ironic?
Very ironic.
Very, very ironic.
I'm sad. I'm sad because our people don't know the reason of this struggle. Until we understand the spirituality in this struggle, that is when we walk like Carol. Because she understands this. The what intends to fight liberation, our people must look at our psyche. You know, when we eat too much, rest too much, think that everything around us is okay, forgetting our people dying, we will think twice again because our heroes past who have died for the struggle of Biafra, their spirit are there waiting for us, speaking to us. What are we doing in face of this, our brothers, even continue dying in our present time? So this is a question we must ask ourselves.
We must do so, and I believe that you're a very strong member of our team in Italy. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Have you joined them?
Yeah. Wonderful. I'm there. I'm working with Michael.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful because Biafra is coming. Go and tell people around you that Biafra is coming, not just coming, but in truth and in honesty. Because without Biafra, we are nothing. If you're an Igbo person, you don't have Biafra in you, you are worse than a vermin. You are nobody. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down, please. We are broadcasting from London. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello.
Turn your system down, please. I can hear you very well. Good evening. Turn your system down, please, if you may. No, they are not listed. I can't know. I don't know what they derive from people listening to two systems. You can't serve two masters at a time. It's not possible. You can't serve Biafra and also serve Nigeria. It is impossible. You can't do it. Nobody can serve two masters at a time. Here we serve only Biafra and the Lord, God Jehovah, Chukwu Abiama. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Nnamdi.
Yes, go ahead, go ahead. Yes, give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. My name is Mr. Samuel Luche. I'm from Abia State.
Which part of Abia State are you from?
I'm from Ozitem, Abia State.
Ozitem. I also am from Abia State.
Yeah, yes. The son of the soil.
Thank you very much.
I'm currently in Denmark.
You are in Denmark.
Yeah.
Are you part of us in Denmark?
That's what I want to confirm. Who is the leader? Who are the coordinators? Who are the people? I'm mobilizing the people in Denmark because it seems as if some guys are not even aware of what is happening.
Now you go and make them aware because we have a team in Denmark. I'm sure they're going to call after you must have called. What I want you to do is to drop your telephone number via Skype text. Send us a message on Skype leaving your telephone number, so when our coordinator calls from Denmark, your number will be passed on to him. We want everybody to participate in this struggle, because the work that everybody is doing and has to do is very, very vital. Very people ask sometimes, oh, why do you need this? We say to them, do as we tell you. If Microsoft and Google can listen to us, why not our own people? Because we know what we are talking about. There is no way, for instance, we can go to lobby the Danish government if our people in Denmark are not making noise. We cannot go to Obama unless the Biafrans in America wake up. This is one thing they seem to forget. Because Obama cannot be listening to me coming from London. I can't fly in from London and go and see them and say, oh, give us Biafra. They will say, but there are your people here in this country. If they're not showing that they're interested in Biafra, that means that it is not important to them. Their first responsibility is to their constituents.
Yeah, right.
That is why anywhere you are in the world, you join the Biafran struggle. Because when we go to lobby your government, they will say, what are your people thinking who are in our midst? That is the number one thing they will ask. And when they find that all you do is you attend your meaningless jobs, and you come back and you go to Western Union or to MoneyGram and send the money home, only to hear that the house you're building, they don't even, not even one trip of sand has been bought. Even when you build a house, you're not even going to go there anywhere. You only go there once every 5 years, you spend 2 weeks and you come back. We live abroad and we die, and then they take our body home. The only day you will enjoy your house is when you lie there for 6 hours, when they bring you back from the church before they bury you. So that house you spent money and time building, that place you have been suffering all your life to build, you can only go, in fact, you can't even go now anywhere. If you take your family there, they will kidnap all of you. They say, but they will take all of you away. People must understand why we want Biafra. They need to grasp it, why we need it. Without Biafra, very soon you can't even, you will even the Lagos, if you go to Lagos, the threat of Fashola taking you back to your village will even make you won't even go to that zoo anymore. That's what we're saying. Please send us your details, please. Send us your details, if you may. Okay?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I want to appreciate you. I want to let you know that God has chosen you for a time like this. God has chosen you, and I want to let you know that this is not a joking issue. And I thank God for somebody like you, who God has given the wisdom, the vision, the courage, even the anointing to move us forward. I want to let you know that we are solidly behind you, and the whole Biafra and the whole Igbos all over the world, all over the globe. We are happy for you, and I will continue to pray for you that God will continue to keep you, that God will continue to give you more wisdom, that you will not sabotage go and settle for less. Please, this is serious, and we are ready to do whatever that it will cost us to get this Biafra. That's what I want to let you know, that we are praying for you and we are solidly behind you. Whatever that it will cost, we are with you. God bless you.
Thank you, my brother. Before you go, I need to address the issues you raised, because I like it. I like what you have just brought up. Do you know why men look for money?
No.
There are only two reasons as to why men look for money. One is because they want to marry a beautiful woman.
Yes.
Because an ugly man can marry a very beautiful woman as long as he has money. The second one is because they want to be seen as being ostentatious. They want to be seen as being fabulously wealthy. None of those things appeal to me.
Wow.
Because my woman is very, very beautiful. I don't need money to keep her. She's with me. Again, I have no need to impress other people with material things, because I am whole myself. I don't suffer from inferiority complex that will make me go to seek to acquire wealth and keep it. And I will add one other thing. The only other reason why I do what I do is because I am nothing without Biafra. I cannot be born a free person and then die as a slave. It will not happen. It can never happen. There is something called honor and pride and glory. Those three things propel me forward. I am not interested in money, because I'm not looking to buy a beautiful woman. I am not interested in money because I'm not looking to impress anybody. So, as they say, where we come from. I don't carry all this baggage, so I have nothing to lose. That is why Nigeria is afraid. Very, very afraid, because they know we are incorruptible. Incorruptible any day. People say, I'm fighting for Biafra, I want to do this, I won't sell out. People don't listen sometimes when I speak. Because for you to be corrupt, you have to go to Abuja or you go to Lagos. The only reason why I go through Lagos is because that's only before, that is where flights used to land. They say now we can go through Ethiopia, so there's no need for Lagos anymore. I will not go to Lagos as long as there is direct flight to Enugu, or even if it's indirect. I will not go to Abuja as long as I live in my life again. I will not meet with an Igbo politician. I will not meet with a Yoruba politician, not even Hausa. How then are you going to corrupt me? How? Are you going to catch me and you melt money and you put it in tube and you put it in my blood as intravenous injection? Or drinking tube as they call, what's it called, drip? I am incorruptible. Incorruptible. By the time we finish with Nigeria, by the time we finish with them, they will blame Lord Lugard for creating them. His name is, in fact, I don't know why Lord keeps coming into my head. His name is Frederick Lugard. They will blame Frederick Lugard for ever making the mistake of creating them. Because we are here to serve God. And God has nothing to do with money. The first thing our Lord Yeshua did when he rode into the temple in Jerusalem was to sweep away money changers. That's number one thing he did. Here we don't regard money as anything. The only money we want is for a transmitter, so that we can start a tsunami in the zoo and pull it down. Nigeria will burn. God is my witness, Nigeria will burn. The only way that Nigeria will not burn is if they say to you, us go and take your Biafra and leave us alone. But if they stay there, let them go and watch Somalia very, very well. The thing that Jonathan and the Hausa people are doing was exactly the same thing that Mohammed Siad Barre did in Somalia. Very stubborn. Where is Gaddafi? Gaddafi that was posing as the feared man of Africa, boasting that he had the strongest army in the whole of Africa. That even stupid, useless zoo like Nigeria was afraid of him. Go and ask Shagari, he will tell you. This man was caught hiding under the gutter. They pulled him out and they shot him. If anybody thinks they can play with Biafra, they'll be treated like a rat. They'll be destroyed in the process. Nobody is above the people. The people holds the power of sovereignty in their hands. Power resides with the people. There is nothing called on Namoha, where we come from. Nobody is an island. Nobody at all. That is where we are here to serve our people. Anything we do on behalf of the Biafran people. Not by our might, but by the collective strength of the Biafrans behind us. That is where we are very proud. And we can go to Malaysia and hold our head very high. We can go to any country in the world and say to them that we are Biafrans. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Oh, my name is Kelesho Follett. I'm calling you from New Zealand.
From New Zealand, this is Radio Biafra from London. Go ahead, the whole world is listening.
Oh, thank you very much, Nnamdi. It's been very long that I've been trying to connect, but I understand, because a lot of people have joined the movement now, it's not going to be as easy as it used to be. But no. I thank you so much for all the work that you've been doing for us. It's not easy, but you have really, really made it to be easy. And I'm very, very impressed. We are growing. And we are winning the war already. At least I'm very happy that we have removed these Masob agents on the Facebook. They're not existing anymore.
It's evidence, my dear brother. Kelechi, it's evidence. Yes. We gave them evidence, yes. And they disappeared. And we said to them, if you say one more thing, if we say one more thing from where we got that one from, there are more damaging ones. There are some information that we will release, and the people will lynch these people. They will kill them. There is information we will release on these people.
our handles are, the people will burn petrol and them and burn them alive. We don't want that to happen.
Of course, I think it's working. For the call of the NBA in Anambra to ban Masob is just the beginning. Very soon there will be, in fact, they will go on exile whether they like it or not. It's not a question of whether they will. It's just a question of when. The time is coming. So I thank you so much. I thank all the people at Radio Biafra, the crew, all the, our ladies, and I urge everybody to keep it up. Let's keep doing what we're doing. People that are contributing on the Facebook, do whatever you can. Add as many people as you can. I have added more than 500 people. The best way to do is to get all your Facebook accounts. I know people have many accounts. Bring all your friends, Biafrans and non-Biafrans. Let's just keep adding people together, because what I realize is that by adding your friends and making them aware, they will also make their own friends aware, and we keep increasing in number. And as Igwe Bike, by so doing, we will be much, much stronger. I appreciate all the whole thing that the Tech World have done. They've added us into their worldwide database. Biafra is no more on the line. So the more we popularize Biafra, the more they will actually recognize us. So I thank everybody, and I urge everybody to keep working hard. We will surely actualize Biafra in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you
Amen.
So much.
Amen. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Uche, my first day where you are, shall come to you after this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I'm not saying caller that call from Iran.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, when I made mention of we speaking in our dialect.
Yes.
Okay, a caller later called and said he was talking as if it was a sign of cowardice. No, it is never a sign of cowardice, okay? I have been in Iran. I came from a family that fought the Biafran war. I'm a pure Biafran. Okay?
Yes. We are listening. Go ahead. The world is listening to your voice. Go ahead.
It is never a sign of cowardice, okay? I am gallant. I am ready. Not minding my profession here in Iran. I am ready. Anytime it is. I fear nobody at all. I have seen hell. Whoever they think they are, I'm not even bothered. I'm ready. I'm gallant to do any fucking shit. For using that language on air anyway. But this is our thing.
I like that. I like the spirit. Apart from the swearing, I do like the spirit very, very much. What I have to say to you is this. Go to Radio Biafra website and volunteer yourself. You see community. If you click on the community tab, there is a volunteer.
Here, we are registered already. I have friends that are Biafrans, seven registered.
That's very good. Here. That's very good. Okay. That is very good. We like that.
I'm looking for a way maybe I can come in contact with you. We write on emails. If there is any.
If you are up to 10, I will tell you, Chimobi, if you're up to 10, you will contact the man that coordinates all the coordinators. His name is Ike Chukwu Enyago. He is in Malaysia. He will make contact with you. He's on Skype. As I gave his name earlier, I shall give it again. His name is Ike.
Okay, give it to me. Let
yes,
me
Ike,
now.
Ike. Ike dot Enyago. Yes, Ike dot Enyago.
Okay. Yeah. Enyago, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm grateful.
Make contact with him immediately. And then Iran shall be added to the list. Thank you very much. The same way that we are saying today that Finland has been added to the list, I had to address them. Okechukwu did excellently well to rally our people in Finland. They came. They asked very intelligent questions. I wish every other group can be so incisive in their questioning. I welcomed all their questions and I answered all their questions as well. And they went away very happy. Finland is going to come up and we welcome them. We look forward to welcoming them into the family because this is Radio Biafra. It belongs to everybody. To all of us Biafrans, this is your radio station. Uche Mefo is with us. Uche, you were saying something. Your line has been unstable this evening, which is unusual. Please, you may proceed.
I was talking about the Kano State government sending of medical students to different countries of the world to be trained. This is not something surprising. The spirit with which the northern part of Nigeria is going is very encouraging, to be honest, because they spend money, they know what they want, they spend money, they go for it. Even if it's to kill you, they spend money and make sure that they kill that person. But we don't have that spirit in the eastern part of Nigeria. But in Biafra, I think that spirit is there. With the consciousness of Biafrans raised above threshold, I mean, above minimum, we should be able to achieve it. And that is the precedence with Biafra is setting. If you look at in the wider context, you ask yourself, how many professional students, people who are reading things like engineering, medicine, and other courses that are being sponsored by the government of Anambra State or Imo State or Abia State or Ebonyi State and so on. How many of them are being sponsored? Nobody has that kind of mind. Rather, they will be thinking of how they will line their own pocket and satisfy their own selfish interests. We don't have that spirit. We are too selfish when it comes to that. Collective interests of our people is not what we are interested in. But we are interested in our individual welfare, which is very bad. So in Biafra, and what Radio Biafra is doing now is to rouse a consciousness of our people to the spirit of Onyanawanne. This is very important. If you see your brother who is in need, tell him, I mean, help him. If he's doing something wrong, tell him and don't be diplomatic about it. That's what I believe in personally. He might get angry with you in that instance, but later he will think twice and draw the right line. On the issue of MASOB leaders saying, Wazike saying that MASOB members are not criminals. I mean, the issue of leadership is not just sitting down on a seat and, expecting manna to come from, fall down from heaven. If MASOB leadership believes that MASOB members are being wrongly accused, being wrongly targeted or called criminals, he should do something about it. MASOB has the capability to pick out bad eggs in their midst and punish them and send them away. But they are not doing it. They are not even responding. They are not doing anything. So it is not enough. That is a lame duck excuse for Wazika to come out and say that MASOB members are not criminals, that all those are allegations that are unfounded. It is not, because if he wants to do something, if he wants to prove the world or anybody making that allegation wrong, he should do something about it. They should checkmate and chase away criminals in their midst. Otherwise, they'll be called criminals themselves. So there is element of truth in what they are saying. But of course, if he thinks that it is not true, let him prove the tractors wrong. It is not just sitting down and doing nothing. You have to take responsibility for your members. Thousands of them have died. Others are in prison, being detained. What is the leadership of MASOB doing? What are they doing to make sure that these people are released or that they are accounted for? The Ezu River incident is still there. Before, MASOB was saying that these are our members. But after the autopsy, I don't know what transpired. Maybe money has changed hands. And they're not doing anything about it. Nobody's saying anything. It is very unfortunate. But the lives of these innocent men should be accounted for.
Uche, but what moves me is that if you claim that you're the custodian of the agitation of the people, or you claim that you're there to serve the people, why do you think that nobody's talking about Ezu River? That is, I can't get my head around it. I keep thinking every blessed day, over 100, not 2, not 3, not 4, not even 10, not even 20, over 100 Igbo sons we are asphyxiated, suffocated,
suffocated and thrown into the river and buried in mass graves. Nobody seems to talk. Sometimes I want to go crazy. What type of land do we come from that people were killed? It's not stories that are made up or somebody saw. People were killed, their bodies floating on the river. This group came out and said, oh, it's our members, and all of a sudden the whole thing went quiet. Have those people risen from the dead? Has he gone on with it? Have they risen from the dead?
It baffles me. The thing is that something is fishing. Monumental corruption and bribery is going on in Igbo land, and in fact among people who say that they are fighting for Biafra. Biafra we're fighting for is not Biafra of treachery. It's not Biafra of laziness. You must stand up and take responsibility for whatever you do. You must stand up and take responsibility for whatever you are doing, because it is not enough to answer them. You must a good name, whatever you do goes with responsibility. You must be ready to take up that responsibility and to admit where you are not doing the right thing.
Yes.
Rather than deceiving people.
It's not very good. Just stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, this is Chukwuma. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Chukwuma, you are calling from the zoo. Which part of the zoo are you in? He wanted to confirm if the line is true, but of course it is, because this is Radio Biafra. Uche, you may continue.
Yes, what I'm saying is that being in Biafra struggle is not a joke. Being in Biafra struggle is not about deceiving people, because millions of people have died because of this name. And if you continue willfully to be deceiving people, then you face the same wrath that before, or the same calamity that before the heroes and heroines who have given their life for this struggle. There is no condoning evil in this struggle anymore. It is no more business as usual. Radio Biafra is now at the forefront in making sure that anybody that fights for Biafra must fight for Biafra in truth and honesty. You must stand up and prove to the world that you're a Biafran if you say you're a Biafran. It is not a Biafra by name. A lot of things have happened in the name of Biafra. Criminals have come and gone. And a lot of things, more and more atrocities are being heaped on in the name of Biafra. And we're saying that we cannot allow this to continue. It is either we banish all these criminals, or if they don't repent, or they sink, or we sink with them. It's simple as that.
I agree with you completely. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. They have gone. I hope there are no problems with our lines. We must say that. No problem at all whatsoever. So we're making that very clear. So I don't know why people are dropping the call and the drop. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Give us your name. That this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I know. This is Chukwuma. I'm calling from Nigeria. The zoo.
The zoo. Which part of the zoo are you in? Which cage are you in? Which area?
I'm actually calling from Abuja right now.
You are in the center of the zoo itself. You are caged in the middle. Please go ahead. The world is listening. At the heart of Satan. Please go ahead.
At the heart of the zoo. All right, so okay. I have nothing much to say. I got it from Facebook and the radio and the store. So, and brilliant. So I tuned in right and I listened to your program. I like it very well. I want to say very big thank you to you all. I want to say thank you to you all. Yeah, we'll make it in the moon.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So somebody tuned in. You tuned Chukwuma. You're listening from Abuja. And yet people say people back home can't phone in Radio Biafra. Of course they can call in Radio Biafra. It is their station. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, good morning from Malaysia.
And good evening from London.
Yeah, this is Michael Elisha calling from Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to call on our Biafran brothers in Penang, a state here in Malaysia, to reach out to us. They can send their phone number if there is anybody coordinating them in Penang. They should send their phone number to the editorial board of Radio Biafra so that we can get in full contact with them. We are also calling on those in Malacca, because with our research we find out there are still Biafra in Malacca, another state here. I am asking them, if they are listening tonight, they should leave their phone number with the editorial board of the Radio Biafra so that we can get in contact with them, so that we can coordinate the whole of the Malaysian state together, because these are three states, the capital Kuala Lumpur and Penang and Malacca. These are the three major states we know that we have Biafrans. One other thing I want to contribute, my director, I want to start by asking a question. The ASUU strike, do you know how much the ASUU is demanding from the Federal Republic of Nigeria?
I don't have the exact figures. I think we mentioned it the other day. They said there are loggerheads over. I don't know the exact figures. No, not now. But I can look into it and then I'm come back to you before the end of the program. But I know it's not okay. A huge amount of money. Yes.
Okay. From what we are seeing here, according to the Kano State government, they are bringing out 2.7 billion naira for scholarship just for 300 medical students. Nigeria is a state of 36 states. You know, if two states, I know the amount the ASUU is demanding for is not times two of this money, though I don't have the official figure. If the Federal Republic of Nigeria is honest to themselves and is willing, you know, for the education of the masses, the money is there. I want to let you know also, for them to tell you is the Kano State government, we shouldn't just believe that. Because I want to take, for instance, here in Malaysia, I want to tell you that 100% of the houses in Malaysia are here on scholarship by the Federal Republic of Nigeria, not by the state government of their state. So this is a game they are playing with the people of Nigeria. This scholarship, I can tell you, if we are going to investigate, it's not from the state government. What resources are you going to talk about that is coming from the Kano state? This is the game they have been playing to bring down every tribe in Nigeria. You know, at the same time, these people will go to school without acquiring anything. I know of somebody that even an outside here that have scholarship to study here in Malaysia, also have scholarship to study in Sweden at the same time.
One person.
This is somebody I know too well. She decided to come to Malaysia to finish her study. If she liked, she will now move to Sweden, which the scholarship is for 7 years. At least she has been in Malaysia for 2 years. So whenever she finishes in Malaysia, she will still go back. An outside girl. All the Igbo people here are on their own. My brother, the country is, you know, bringing us down on daily basis. And I pray that God will give us this Biafra, because Biafra is the only thing that will liberate, you know, the cry of the Igbo people. I pray that God will bless Biafrans and God will give us the Republic of Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. The time now is 24 minutes to the hour of 10 p.m. here in the evening. In London, the summer seems to be going because it's been raining and a bit cold all day. Today, wherever you are on this planet, if you're joining us for the very first time, your ears are not deceiving you. This is Radio Biafra. This is the only place where the truth is spoken. This is the only place you can speak in one country and you hear your voice in another. This is the only place projecting to the entire humanity the plight of the Biafran people that lost 3.5 million people and counting. The Jews lost 6 million people and they had a state of Israel. The Tutsis lost only 150,000 today. They're in charge of Rwanda. But we have lost 3.5 million and we are still slaves. If that is not enough to make you ashamed, that means you have no shame. In which case, you're not a human being. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Turn the system down, please. Your name and where you are. Can you turn your system down, please? Can you turn it down? They don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. It is not. There is a time delay. It is technology. There's a time delay of 3 seconds from my voice here getting to you via your radio. But if you call us on Skype, it is in real time. It is in real time. So if you're waiting to hear your name, then that, I'm afraid, is a no-no for us. Please, please try not to do that. If you call us, you must speak immediately. This is Radio Biafra. We are getting regular updates. We are getting regular updates that the people that Carol Monday went to speak to, they are saying that they don't want anything to disrupt their evening because it is a Nigerian affair. These are Igbo women saying that the dance and the party they are having is a Nigerian affair, that she has to wait until they finish what they are doing and let their Nigerian friends go. This is happening in a place called Selby Center in Tottenham, in London. Here in London, where our people are meeting, we're asking her not to curse and not to walk off because that is the way some of them are. They have been living here for years. Some of them don't even know what is happening at home because they don't have a home to go to anywhere. So they might as well party and make merry. That is what they're doing. Please do not despair. That is Igbo people for you. But we shall rescue them. Despite their folly, we shall rescue them. It's our duty to do so. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if they can hear me. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't think so. They don't listen for some reason. They call us and the line is they still have the radio on, or their system or the internet, whatever they're using to listen to us. Oh my goodness me. We suggest, please, that you turn your system off. It will make life a lot more easier for us. It will make it far more easier for people listening to be able to follow what we are saying. Because this is Radio Biafra, please, if you have missed us, we suggest you try and call us back. Do not despair. There's a lot of people calling at the same time. So it is a bit of a problem. It is a bit of a problem. I know the frustration there is to it, but there are so many calls coming in, especially since we did not broadcast yesterday. So a lot of people want to get through that. This is Radio Biafra once again, please, if you're joining us. That we must recap our headlines for you. Kano State has awarded scholarship to 300 Hausa medical students to study abroad as Nigerian universities continue to strike indefinitely. And we are also bringing to your attention that Owasrike has finally responded to the issue of the criminalization of Maso by saying that they are not criminals. We are grateful that everything we are pursuing is working. We're getting messages from back home saying that everything we planned is going according to how we laid it out in the first place. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
It's Henry from Australia.
Yes, Henry from Australia. Which part of Australia are you in?
I live in Albury, New South Wales.
Albury in New South Wales. Thank you very much. Before you proceed, I have one question to ask you. Are you part of our group in Australia?
Not yet.
Go ahead, please. You may proceed. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to commend you guys for the good work you're doing. I just downloaded your app this morning, and I was listening to you on my mobile, so I just decided to say you keep up the good work. It's a very hard and tortuous journey, but you never give up. So I just want to commend your efforts, and I hope you guys don't give up. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. We shall never... Why should we give up? What for? We can't give up because we are working for God. Because the question I asked God, as even I ask humans, is a very simple one. You and Frederick Lugard, who is creation? Because we tell God that he is creation. Chukwokike, that's what we call him. He is the creator. He makes things happen. He creates things. How can something created by Frederick Lugard surpass what God himself created? It is impossible. And as soon as that question was posed to God in heaven, miracles started happening in relation to Biafra. Because he is here to prove to us that he is God and he made us in his own image. And not Frederick Lugard. Frederick Lugard is a human being. He's dead and gone and buried. He has decayed. Even if you go for his skeletons, I'm not sure you'll find him anymore. He's gone. Yet the nonsense, the contraption he put together is today responsible for the consumption of over 3.5 million lives. And people don't ask questions. Why are we in Nigeria? Kano State is sending 300 Hausa people on scholarship. And as our brother said, Michael Elisha, who called from Malaysia, he knows about a Hausa girl in Malaysia with two scholarships. How intelligent is her to merit two scholarship awards? Ask yourself, what does Kano State contribute to the coffers of Nigeria? Again, a very simple question. What does Kano State contribute? Where did they get the money from? The money is coming from Biafra land, from the same oil. Isn't it very ironic? Our people are in Malaysia suffering, running from immigration. They are in China jumping from 10-story building and dying. So when somebody is stealing their oil and living on it. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. I can hear you.
Go ahead. Then we're listening. Turn your system off, Banyoya.
Yeah.
Turn your system off, please.
Yeah. This is Chidera. This is Chidera speaking. Calling from Malaysia.
Chidera from Malaysia, what is your surname? Ahanaga Obogene.
Awozribo,
please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, the question I want to ask is it only ourselves is suffering in Nigeria? This is the question I want to ask.
Is it only Hausa that is what?
Is suffering in Nigeria?
Yes.
So I
that's a question. Yes, the people being favored with is a question of hierarchy. I don't know if you have seen where animals are feeding. If an animal is dead in the Serengeti, there is an order. It's called a pecking order, the order with which you can come to the table to come and pick up what is left. Nigeria belongs to the foreign people. I will tell you if you ask. I will explain to you the order and the hierarchy.
Okay,
Nigeria belongs to the Fulani people. After the Fulani people comes the Hausa people. After the Hausa people, the Yorubas come to the table. After the Yoruba people, you have those from the Middle Belt, the Gwari people, the TV people, the Nupe people, they come in. After them, you then have people from the so-called South-South. I use the word so-called because there is no cardinal point in geography called South-South, only in the zoo. They turn everything upside down. After them, there is nobody. Until you count nobody, 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 until you get to the 10th position, and then you find Igbo people there. So, Nigeria belongs to Fulani people. The Fulani people, they are Tuaregs. They came from the Sahel region. They conquered Hausa people who helped them to conquer other minor people around them. They are the principal leaders of the country.
Yeah, because according to what my brother said, the brother called from Malaysia. Everything he told you is true, because sometimes I start asking myself, what is really going on over there in Nigeria? Because it's getting too much, you know? So we need to do something fast, and by special grace of God, it's done.
go ahead. We are support of everything.
Thank you very much, and you must join them. Have you joined them in Malaysia?
Yeah.
Have you joined the group in Malaysia?
We're expecting, in fact, we're expecting you people tomorrow. Even now, we're expecting you people to come. We're here. We're in the Kuala Lumpur. We're the Kuala Lumpur. Everything is done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So you are welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother.
Continue guiding us and bless us. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I say amen to that. Thank you very much. That was our brother calling. Everything you hear on Radio Biafra is verifiable. That is why they listen to Radio Biafra and they change their policies. People listen to Radio Biafra. Others may sneer. Others may jeer. That is in the nature of certain individuals. But here we are not relenting. We are pursuing this very cause because Biafra is a divine calling from God himself. We want to put God to the test. Very simple. Who is the creator? You or Frederick Lugard? Very easy. And God is making it happen before our eyes. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. The world is listening. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Ifeatu. I'm in London.
You're in London. Please go ahead. Ifeatu, what is your surname?
My name is Ifeatu Anyefuna. I'm from Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
I was just wanted to comment the angle at which you're taking to this, you know, because initially most people got it wrong and they thought you were just this was just a violent movement, you know.
Yes,
I'm saying I'm happy because you're explaining more, you're giving more details to people, because it's no good that one group of sheep go from one wolf to another wolf, you know. We and our fathers fought the war, the first war. We would not like to another situation where we are betrayed by his leader that is not that, you know,
that is true.
Do you understand me?
I follow what you're saying.
You need to give the information. That is the information that you need to spark the fire. It's not even, don't push anybody, just give them the food. I think it will digest properly and produce what you're expecting.
Thank you very much, and that is what we are going to do. Please spread the message where you are. Tell those around you that there is a place called Radio Biafra, and this is where we worship every night, and we worship the true God and only God in heaven. Chukwa Biama. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, wherever you are, please, we must ask you to inform those around you. Our brother Chimo Bihu phoned from Iran. The medical doctor said, isn't it a shame? A Yoruba person told him about Radio Biafra. Carol Monde, as we speak, is in a meeting where Igbo women are drinking and dancing. A European woman, not just any European woman, somebody who owns her own business, leads a very proper middle class lifestyle, has her own home in Surrey. Not in concrete central London, no, in Surrey. Has her own home. The father has a very big construction business. The husband is doing very well. Left it to go and preach. Isn't it ironic? Left what she's doing. Left her family to go and preach to Igbo women about Biafra in London. Her family is not being kidnapped. They have free education, free healthcare, free everything. She left her family and her home, serving Biafra for nothing. She's not being paid to go and speak to Igbo women who are dancing in a party about the need to save themselves. There is a bus touring England right now as we speak, looking for immigrants to take home. It's written there, if you want to leave Britain, call us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, we can see you. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
This is Radio
Biafra. I don't think she can. She cannot for some reason. She's not following what we are saying, but she will in a minute, I'm sure.
No.
Yes, give us your name. Turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are.
For some reason, she's not
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Justina Nzeribe from Italy.
Justina Nzeribe from Italy. This is Radio Biafra from London.
Okay. My call is in regards to the second to the last caller from Italy.
Yes.
The one that called from Perugia.
Yes, yes. Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. The line has frozen. The line has frozen. This is Radio Biafra, my dear sister. I suggest to you, my dear, to please try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. It is your radio station. We have been on air for slightly close to 2 hours. Wherever you are, the time here now is 7 minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening. And this is Radio Biafra. The reason why we do what we do is because we love you. Sometimes we chastise you. Sometimes we say things, how can we hate Igbo people? Is that possible? You can't hate your own self. We want you to repent from your sins. Sina mehegi we chagaria. Dihina leze chineke wo Biafra din so. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Obinna from Pakistan.
Obinna from Pakistan, what is your surname? Because this is Radio Biafra. We say who we are.
Yeah, my name is Obinna.
That is better. Please proceed.
Yeah, okay. I want to comment on two issues. One about Wazirike and Klo. I want to tell them that I think that what they came in Kano, there is nobody that shows it in international television or any other place. They just flash it one or two places. So after that, they stop. So when they kill the assets, when they track the assets, all the whole stations in the whole world, they showed it for some days, even some weeks, even up to now, they still flash it and debate it on it. I think that is a sign for them to know that if they kill the alphas, that the Europeans and the British will talk about it. So that is one thing. If they say that they are fighting for us, I think this is the best time for them. This is just an idea for them to copy and say, yes, whenever they will start this war, they will talk about them in the whole stations in the whole world. And the second thing, again, I want to comment about our women, that they have to be ashamed of themselves. It is true that maybe they do not organize a party for the Afghans, for Karamandi to come there to treat them. But at least they supposed to be ashamed of themselves that an European woman, a qualified woman like that, came to them and try to preach for them about the Afghans. They're telling her that they are partying. They are partying with other people. At least... This is kind of a thing, the former aviation minister. After everything, they will say that they wipe their ass. This is the reason why they're giving this to the us for them to insult us in this way. So this is the reason I want to tell them. All these our women, they have to rule themselves. After their party, which people will come out and say, started challenging us. They wipe our ladies, they do this, they do that. Shame to them. If they cannot be able to do something. And they are packing. Karamandi are there waiting for them. Shame unto all of them. These are the things I want to commend. Amen, Nandia. Thank you for all your work. Thank you.
My brother, thank you very much. We are bringing our program to a close. Wherever you are on this planet, for those that got through and those that didn't get through, we are asking our brothers in Malaysia to please go to Facebook and please also on the Radio Biafra website. The numbers with which people can contact us in Malaysia, starting from Monday, we shall be in Malaysia broadcasting 2 times every blessed day. 1 in English and 1 in Igbo. We are going to continue this fight relentlessly. We have heard everything you have said. Hopefully you have also heard what we have to say or what we've had to say. My English must be correct. It's important. You've also heard what we've had to say. we cannot let you down. The reason why we cannot let you down is because there is nothing that will move us. We have no other interest than to get Biafra. Imagine that people tried to get Biafra, they didn't succeed. Imagine what will happen if your generation succeeds in getting Biafra. It means forever and ever. This very generation of people scattered all over the world will be remembered. The same way when we think about Israel, we think of Golda Meir, we think of Ben-Gurion, we think of Isaac Rabin, we think of Moshe Dayan. The same way will your names be remembered for supporting Radio Biafra, for supporting the Transmitter Initiative, for making sure that this particular program is heard in every part of the world. With Radio Biafra, we have started to learn what it means to have a maintenance culture. You maintain Radio Biafra. If you don't maintain us, we can't be on the air. It's as simple as that. So there is need to continue to maintain the work that Radio Biafra is doing. It's not a one-off thing. It's not one day you come and you give us support and then you disappear. Not because of what you hear on the air, you think all the time that people are supporting us. No, it doesn't work that way. We are relying on you. We are counting on you. If you're living in the Western world, you must do some sort of banking or the other. If you don't, you can walk into any bank in Europe and support Radio Biafra. Our transmitter is still there. We say we won't talk about it, but people keep pestering us all the time. We are very close. We want people to contribute towards that so that we can get our transmitter. Uche Mefo is with us once again. Please, Uche, give us your very brief closing remark because we must bring the program to an end imminently, please.
Yes, I want to thank Biafra and some friends of Biafra and all lovers of freedom and justice around the world who have been able to tune in and contribute to the program. And every story has an end. It is time for us to come to the end of the program, and we urge them never to lose faith, but to keep on keeping on. Let us keep the faith and let us live the faith. Biafra is around the corner. There is no going back. Together, we will achieve and restore the sovereign state of Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Uche Mefo. And also, I thank you for the wonderful work you have been doing on behalf of your people, on behalf of your country. We cherish it and we value it immensely. And to all of you, I've been working very hard. Those we know and those we don't know. Some of you going out every day, talking to people about Biafra, sending emails and sending text messages. To you all, does this Biafra belong to? Because without you, our message will not get across to our people. We are in this together, all of us, bar none. That is why we proclaim with every conviction in our body that Biafra is our religion, Radio Biafra is where we worship, and Chukwu Abiama is our God. We ask the good Lord in heaven, Jehovah Nkusu Nilenke Ndiaga, the Most High God, to bless each and every one of you, wherever you are, and your families respectively. But more importantly, God bless Biafra.
Triumphant from all our foes, through landscape, we passed victorious. Our trumpets peal.